Hey guys, me and Dustin are back every week to discuss life, love, and of course, all things video related. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do so.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yo.
What up?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I mean, torture. You know, just the worst it could possibly be.
No, I said happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought you said how's your Thanksgiving? I thought, oh, it's the worst it could possibly be. Like, you know how, I'm trying to think, where was it you and I were somewhere and then I talked to some stranger like on a bus or on a gondola or something, and then afterwards you're like, that whole conversation you just had with that guy is my worst nightmare. So like, imagine that, but with like a bunch of like,
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I can't remember the circumstances, but I just remember you like expressing how much you don't want to have a conversation with like strangers. Like how much you hate just the mundane small talk.
Yeah.
And we were somewhere and I talked to somebody and you're like, yeah, what you just did with that guy, that's the worst. So I'm sitting here being like, oh, how's Colorado? Oh, it hadn't had much snow. And I was just thinking about you just being like, oh God, I want to die.
Yeah, I'm not into the small talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather people just ask super inappropriately deep questions of one another.
It's like, hey, what categories do you jerk off to on Pornhub? All right, now we're having a conversation.
Yeah, let's spice this conversation up.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's not, I don't think I'm ever going to be comfortable around these people. But then there's the situation with her sister where I just like hate her so much. And I'm literally just sitting in my own anger, stewing every second, getting redder and redder. It's not good.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know. You don't think that's on you a little bit?
I mean, yeah, whatever. I was thinking that maybe I should dump my therapist and go to a... you know, the kind that can give you drugs. Might be time for me to start.
You could just go see a primary care doctor.
Oh, you mean the bitch that fucking misdiagnosed my wife's cancer like 10 times?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking worst goddamn doctor. Don't even get me started on that. I've gone in and like filed the paperwork to make the insurance company give me a different primary care doctor. But they send me to a different doctor that's in the same office. So then when, like, the nurses at that office get my name and number, they just fucking reverse everything back and keep making me go back to the doctor I hate.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just waiting to leave Colorado before I ever go back to a doctor.
So what else is going on? Everything good? I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. What do you...
Tell everyone that if you like more banter like this...
Oh my God, are you recording me right now? Son of a bitch. You're going to just start casually dropping a product placement into our phone calls? You're like, oh, we didn't. I'm just hanging out with family. Oh, speaking of family, nothing says family like Campbell's soup. Anyways, what do you think about this new Black Magic camera?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Do you like being around your in-laws? Are you as uncomfortable with that as I am?
I generally like my in-laws. Like I like my in-laws a decent amount. Like,
that's good.
Overall.
That's good.
Like, there's some that I feel like I connect with a little more than others. But like, overall, they're not too bad.
Does your wife have siblings?
Yeah, she has three brothers.
Ooh, you get along with them?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think so. I
I ever would take you out hunting and then make like a bunch of jokes about shooting you for being a Democrat, because that's kind of how things are like around here.
Oh.
Everybody here wants to go shooting guns, and then they're like, oh, he's a Democrat. I hope we don't have any accidental friendly fire out there. I've heard that joke like fucking hundreds of times. Especially like when we used to do, I don't know if you know, I used to do a bunch of hunting films, like promotional videos for hunting lodges and stuff.
Yeah.
And dude, fucking every single time. Literally, like, the guy I was working with, Matt, I'd be like, don't fucking tell anybody. Can you please just not tell anybody? We'd get right out of the truck and walk up to the client and be like, hey, this is Dustin. He's all right for a Democrat. I'm like, God damn it. And then I could fucking hear another 4 days of jokes about, oh, hope we don't accidentally have one of these guns go off behind you. Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Oh.
What if you shot me for my beliefs? That's so funny, guys. We're really friends now.
No, I don't know. I think you'll learn to love it.
Fine. Yeah, everything's going great. So that's it. We've already eaten. My stomach hurts. It was a little bit potluck style. There's like 50 people here. There's a lot of people that seem to know who I am, and I don't really know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot. So counting the days down.
I knew you would cheer me up.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm good at. Anytime you just need to remember what makes life worth living, I'm your man. I do have a story that really pissed me off. It's about tamales. my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, made tamales 1 year. Like a week or two before Thanksgiving, just kind of randomly, and had them and brought them, and you know, it's like Wednesday, we spent all day kind of cooking, like we basically try to get stuff so that you just have to heat it up again on Thursday. So everything is basically made, and like there's just like the last step is just pop it in the oven for 30 minutes. Anyway, so we spent all day cooking on Wednesday. And we really like to go all out and make everything from scratch. You know, we don't make anything from a box. We don't buy anything pre-made. Like, we're literally just in there with flour and eggs and, you know, spices and trying to really outdo ourselves. And we've been doing it that way since I was a kid. So we used to do it at my grandma's house. Well, now we do it at my house. So the idea was, like, you know, we should just have food ready to eat, so that people can kind of keep cooking all day and not have to stop cooking Thanksgiving just to like get some lunch or whatever. So some years I like a crock pot. And then anyways, 1 year, Sonia, my brother's wife, brings tamales that she'd made, and it was a big hit. So then the next year they're like, yeah, let's do tamales again. That was so great. Everyone liked it. And then while we're making Thanksgiving, you know, if anybody gets hungry, you could just grab some tamales, throw it in the microwave and good to go. Well, this bitch fucking puts off the tamales until the last minute. And so then I think some people were coming in a little bit later than normal. I don't know if flights were canceled or moved or whatever, but it's Wednesday afternoon before anybody's going to get in there to help me. So already I'm down half a day of help. And so, you know, I'm 6 or 7 hours into cooking before anybody lands. Then when they get there, it turns out she hadn't finished making the tamales. So instead of coming over to my house and helping me make Thanksgiving meal, everybody goes to her house and makes tamales for fucking 4 hours. So I end up making the whole goddamn Thanksgiving by myself. The whole point of the tamales was so that people could be more productive making real Thanksgiving food. And I ended up doing the whole fucking meal by myself while all these assholes are rolling fucking tamales. And then I was like, well, when are we even supposed to eat them? Because now it's time to eat the turkey. So that's why I was like, all right, we're taking a year or two off. We're not doing this shit again. These ungrateful motherfuckers. And my brother is like the most worthless person on Thanksgiving. He literally just shows up and he just starts complaining that we're not eating yet. Doesn't make anything. And then like, and then gets like the biggest pat on the back if he does anything helpful at all. Like, someone would be like, hey, can you set up the crackers and cheese display? And so he does this 1 year, and it pisses my wife off more. Like, I almost wouldn't have noticed, because he's just always been like that. You know, not everybody's into cooking, especially men. You know, it's kind of, to be honest, it's it's myself and my sister's thing now. You know, it was grandma's thing, but now, like, me and Alicia really, you know, are all about it, whereas, like, my mom and my grandma are like, hey, just tell us what to do. We'll do whatever you need. But, like, me and Alicia are the chefs. Anyway, this fucking bitch, Sonia, is like, oh, yay, Adam, send us the cheese crackers. You did such a good job. We look over there. Fuck, crackers are still in the plastic sleeve. We just opened the cardboard box, put a sleeve of Ritz on the plate, and then walked away. Still in the plastic. And my wife was like, what the fuck? He doesn't do... And then he's like, why are we eating yet? You said we could eat an hour ago. Like, I don't know, man. I'm smoking it, okay? This is more art than science. So anyway, really looking forward to hosting again next year in my new house in Atlanta.
Oh, all right. Well,
all right.
Man,
it's too bad we didn't get that on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds right. Like you're having fun. Well,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you in the next episode, everybody.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a couple days.
Bye.
Later.
Hey guys, Michael here with Video Bros. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We love you for it. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks so much.